Thank you, Artie, and thank you, everyone. It's good to see you, everybody.
谢谢 Artie, 谢谢大家。
And it's been a bit of a sad month for us, Remy especially.
对我们来讲，一家就是这个月就是比较难一点。
Most of you will have heard that a mother died this month. She was 102, almost, not a few days short of 102.
我妈妈几乎就是102岁了，只有几天就102。
And we were very thankful for all the years that she was able to spend with us.
我们很高兴的，她那么多的年头陪伴我们。
In fact, there was a time when she actually lived with us. She lived with us for 10 years, and she was a great help to us when Remy got cancer.
当我有癌症的时候，我妈妈就搬到我家里面去照顾我们家人。
And you know, I never understood because you know they say that mother-in-laws and son-in-laws are kind of enemies. They don't get along.
我有时候都不明白为什么人家说这个女婿跟这个丈母娘都是敌人。
But I didn't find that.
我不觉得这个事啊。
Me and her mother, we got along great.
啊，我跟她妈妈的关系非常好。
She loved me very much, and she was always worried that I wasn't eating enough.
她最大的担心就是我吃不饱。
So every time she saw me, she'd say, "Sekfan, Sekfan, eat, eat."
那每次见到我吃饭，吃饭。
and I'd reply in the only Cantonese that I knew. I would say, "Ho ho, ho ho."
我就说饱了，饱了。
So that's why we never had a fight. We never argued.
所以我们从来都不吵架的。
Because we only knew two words of each language. That's why.
因为我们只有两个单词我们会的，互相之间。
But we had a great time with her, and we're so thankful now because you know 102 sounds like a long time.
这对我们人来讲，102年很长哦。
But when you compare it to eternity, it's nothing.
但是当我们比起永恒这个永恒的时间，这个太短了。
And now because of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and according to the promise of the Bible, she's going to live forever.
因为我妈妈也相信耶稣基督，所以呢，她现在有永恒的生命。
And that struggle that she had with old age is now over.
所以她年老时间所带来的挣扎已经结束了。
And we'd also like to thank you for your concern and for your support during this time.
我们也感谢大家对我们的关爱。
It was very encouraging for us that you were so supportive of us.
就是大家的在我们身上所做的，我们的纪念。
It was interesting. On the day of the funeral, we returned home. When Remy went into the back kitchen.
就是那天，他就是早上走后，我们就离开医院，就回家了。
And in the back kitchen, Remy was growing flowers.
因为我家有很多花。
And there in the kitchen, there was this beautiful hibiscus. It was red and it was actually growing. I don't know whether we got the PowerPoint. Do we have the PowerPoint for that?
就是那天回到家就看见我家开了个大红花，非常漂亮的，因为刚刚春天来，开，刚刚开的。
So this beautiful red hibiscus that wasn't there when we went out in the morning, when we came back, there was this beautiful red hibiscus.
我们晚上出去的时候都没见到它开花，早上回来看见它开了。
And Remy called for me, come and see, come and see.
我就叫他过来看，过来看。
And I looked at it, I thought, why, it's like it was welcoming us home.
就是像欢迎我们回家了。
And Remy said, if her mother could see this, she would say that it's a blessing from God.
然后我就说，如果我妈妈看见这个花开的时候，她就知道这个是神的恩典。
And I thought the same. I thought it's a sign that my mother-in-law is now blessed by God.
就说这朵花就是神对她的祝福或者带来的平安。
And the struggles and the worries are now over.
世界上的愁苦都已经过去。
And she's now with the Lord.
她现在与神同在。
And I must say, when talking about flowers like this,
当我们讲到花的时候
it certainly is a sign that God is still blessing our world.
就是对我们人类来讲，这个是神对我们人的祝福。
Every spring that we experience of our life is a sign that God is still patiently bearing with this sinful world.
我们看见这是每个春天 花开始开的时候是神对我们的一个祝福。
And of course, sign is a sign of new life.
就是生命的延续。
And it's very powerful. We don't even think about it because it happens so quietly.
因为我们看见花的时候，它们很安静的就开了。
But the growth of plants and trees is the most powerful thing in the world. It's the most powerful thing that we'll ever see.
但是我们看见这个生命，这个漂亮的花开的时候，我们心里面看见神的大能。
But it all happens silently.
但是它的出现是很安静的开。
I mean, could you imagine if trees grew with the sound of a truck hammering along the 401?
一个想象吗？如果我们所有的树听到这些货柜车的轰轰轰这声音的时候，它才长。
We wouldn't want them in our gardens, would we?
我们就不希望它在我们的后院里面有的。
And suppose that flowers like this grew with the sound of a blender.
如果我们的花呢是因为搅拌机就是打的时候它才开。
We wouldn't want them in our houses.
我们也不希望它在我们家里面有。
But thankfully, God, the creator of all things, does everything quietly.
但是我们这位创造的神在安静里面为我们做很多的事情。
Even now, while we're all sitting here,
就是我们现在坐在这里。
We're all moving at over 1,600 kilometers an hour.
你知道吗？我们还是就是神的工作，就是1600公里的运作，这个地球在转。
Yeah, as we're all traveling,
当我们这样转的时候
，There's no vibration.
我们听不见震动的声音。
There's no friction.
我们不觉得，哎呀，它在转了，我有点倒了。
And there's no noise.
没有声音。
We should give glory to God for that.
我们要感谢神这种的运作。
When He created our world, He was thinking about our hearing and about our comfort.
就是当他创造世界的时候，他要我们就是享受这个安静，他奇妙的作为。
And then think about the way that God makes the world grow.
我们看看神怎么样，就是使到这个世界东西长呢
？He uses agents to send seeds all over the place.
他用什么办法呢？我们看见小小的种子。
We don't have to plant a thing.
我们都不用做的，就是通过这些作为飞。
But the world keeps on growing.
这个世界就是有很多的植物。
He uses the animals.
他用动物。
The birds.
飞鸟。
The insects.
或者是昆虫。
And even the wind to spread those seeds all around.
就是风可以带这些种子周围飘。
Now thinking about this, it shouldn't surprise us that God also works spiritually in the same way.
在属灵的世界里面，神也是这样运作。
God spreads the gospel to the world using agents, human agents.
神用我们人类去带这个种子出去。
God's messengers take the seeds of the gospel to other people in the world.
这个种子就是传福音的人出去了，将这个种子种在人的心田里面。
And his kingdom grows first like a tree.
然后神的国度就建立起来，像一个树林这样。
And then he keeps it spreading out into a universal forest.
然后这个树林呢，到处去成长，使到世界每个角落都有这些树林。
How different that is from the way that men grow their kingdoms.
这个跟我们人类就是做一个王权居所谓的这些国王的区别。
Human beings noisily enlarge their kingdoms with the tramp of soldiers' boots.
当人类要建立他的王国的时候，我们听到这些兵，这个他们就是在操练他们这个队伍进去的，你听到他们的步伐。
They use clashing swords.
人打仗的时候用这些的刀剑来建立他的王国。
Explosions of bombs.
我们听到这些炸弹的爆炸的声音。
The roar of tanks and jets.
我们听到这些坦克车它到处去征战的时候这些很巨大的声音。
We've seen it happening again, haven't we, the last few weeks in our world.
就是在最近的这些时间我们听到世上这些的征战。
The violent clamor and horror of war never stops in our world.
这些征战我们没有听过停息的时间。
So Now, as always, the world still needs this message of peace.
所以我们的世界非常需要这个平安的福音。
Because the work of giving life to sinners,
因为神将他的生命给过罪人的时候
is really the same work as giving life to a flower.
就是神怎么样的给花这个力量去开一样。
It's the work of God.
是神的工作。
And we can be instruments in His hand to get that message of peace into the hearts of people.
我们可以从神那边拿到这个信息，将这个好消息传出去。
And that's what we need to think about. If we're going to be an effective church.
如果我们要成为一个有力量、好的见证的教会的话
，And we must be like the birds and the squirrels and the bees and the wind.
我们一定要从这个蜜蜂啊，这个小松鼠啊，这些小动物的他们所做的东西。
We need to be instruments in the hands of God to carry the seed of the gospel to other people.
我们需要从他们身上学到怎么样带神这个种子出去，去种到不同的心田。
Because our church, in fact, every church that is in the world today, they're really sowers of life-giving seed.
现在我们看见所有的教会都是将这个种子种在心田里面才有这些教会。
And as we preach Christ crucified,
当我们传耶稣基督跟他的十字架的时候
we're scattering that seed of truth into the hearts of people.
我们就拿到这个福音的种子就到处去传播。
Now for sure, some hearts are hard.
有些是硬的心田
Some hearts are weedy.
有些是很多的周围长满杂草 的心田
Some hearts are shallow.
有些是浅土的心田
But other hearts are good soil.
但是有些心田是非常好的心田
Our job is to find those good soil hearts by scattering the seed everywhere.
我们的工作就是将神这个福音的种子带到这些心田里面。
And we all have a part in this ministry. Every person in the church now.
每个人在教会里面的每一位都有这个责任。
We're either preaching the gospel ourselves.
或者我们去传这个福音。
Or we're supporting and sending those who preach the gospel.
或者我们去支持、去帮助这些出去传福音的人。
So today that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the beginning of the quest to reach the world.
所以今天我们的题目怎么样将这个福音的种子带出去给世界的每个角落
The passage is in Acts 13.
这个经文就是今天我们所念的就是使徒行传的第十三章
So let's just pray as we begin.
我们一起开始祷告
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father
我们在天上伟大的神
Lord, we pray this day that you would focus our hearts and our minds
恳求神帮助我们使到我们的思维注意在你的话语里面
Help us to see the powerful and silent way that you use to reach the world of sinners
使到我们看见你的大能的作为很安静地将这个福音传出去
You spread your kingdom not by killing people
你的国度不是从杀人这样来建立国度
but rather by saving the lives of people and bringing them into your eternal kingdom
乃是拯救每一个灵魂是要带到他们来到你的国度里面
Lord we pray you continue to allow us to be part of that quest
帮助我们成为这个宣教的使
that we might be spreaders of your word
将这个福音传出去
so thatTruth might convict hearts.
叫人的心田对神有所反应。
Exalt Jesus Christ.
高举耶稣。
And give hope to our friends and our neighbors and to our family members.
叫人的心里面得到平安，得到福音。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so first of all, to fulfill the mission of the Lord,We need to seek the Holy Spirit, and this is chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. So I'm going to ask Remy if you could read it for us.
我们可以一起念吗？就是《使徒行传》的十三章第一节，《使徒行传》的第十三章第一节，一二三，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿马。亲和理解的
杰利米和叔叔，与分封的王希律同养的马内。
Do you read the all, all of them?
Just one and two. 还有第二节，一二三，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和撒罗去做我招你做的工。
Alright. Okay, so here we have five exceptional Christian prophets and teachers who are seeking after the Lord.
我们在这里看见教会中有几位的先知和教师都是很棒的先知跟老师。
So first we have Barnabas.
第一个他的名字是巴拿巴。
And you remember he was a great encourager.
我们知道他是劝慰之子。
And he's also described as a good man.
他是一个很好的人。
And I hope that they can say that of us, that we are good people.
我也希望每个人对我们评价也是我们是好的。
Secondly, we have Simeon.
第二个讲到这个人西面。
And he's also called Niger, which means black. The word means black.
第二个人他的名字叫西门。西面，但是他的叫尼杰。
So the scholars think that he could have been a North African.
尼杰的意思就是黑人的意思，那应该他是从北非来的。
And some of them speculate that this could be the same Simon that helped to carry the cross of Christ.
有些人甚至在想，这个西面就是那个帮耶稣背负十字架的那个西门。
There's no way to confirm that, but wouldn't that be a wonderful thought if the Simon who carried the cross actually became a Christian and then served the Lord that he helped?
我觉得这个是没有办法证明就是他，但是这个时啊，我们很高兴，如果是他的话，他背负过耶稣的十字架。
The third man we have is Lucius of Cyrene.
就是另外一个叫古利内人。路求。
And again, some speculate that this could be Luke, the writer of the Gospel and of Acts.
有些人就想了，这个路求其实就是路加写这个使徒行传跟路加福音的这个作者。
But most scholars reject that. They say that the name Lucius and Luke in Greek is so distinct that that's probably not so. It's probably not the Luke, the writer.
但是有些人就说这个不可能是路加，因为他的名字在希腊文里面就是还是不太一样的。
The fourth man is Manion.
第五个就是马念。
And it says he was a lifelong companion of Herod the Tetrarch.
然后这里讲到他是分封王希律的人。
Now this is the Herod who executed John the Baptist.
那这个希律王啊，就是杀了施洗约翰那个希律王。
The Herod who took part in the trial of Christ, remember?
就是他就是审判耶稣的时候，将耶稣送到希律王里面。
And he wanted Jesus to do a miracle for him.
他就想要耶稣显一个神迹给他看。
And Jesus wouldn't even talk to him, right? He kept silent.
耶稣一句话都不说，根本都不回答他。
So here we got these two men, Manion and Herod.
所以我们看见这个希律王跟马念。
And they were brought up together in the royal court.
所以他们觉得他们是一起的长大。
So this Manion may have been present when Herod saw Herodias dance and then carried John the Baptist's head in on a platter.
所以我们猜测有可能这个马念当这个希律王要杀这个施洗约翰的时候，就是在这个希罗底就是他不高兴希罗底就是抢了他兄弟的妻子，就是跟希律王结婚了，所以他要杀他的时候呢，可能在马念当时都在那个现场。
He may have also been present when Herod mocked Jesus.
也有可能当这个希律王就是去审判耶稣的时候呢，去嘲笑耶稣的时候，
Now,
他也在。
If this is true, that means that this Manion saw Jesus in person.
如果是这样的话呢，有可能他真的面对面见过耶稣。
And it tells us something, don't we? Here we've got two men, Herod and Manion.
那你说这个分封王的希律跟这个马念是两个一起长大的。
They brought up together, they live in much the same way.
他们的生活环境很相似。
They were probably good friends.
或者他们是好朋友。
But one goes off in one way and another goes off in the other way.
但是我们看见生命实在是很大的分歧，一个走这边，一个走那边。
And I was thinking, you know, we should expect this for our children.
有时候我们看见我们的孩子，我们也会有这种的想法。
You'll find with your children, they won't be exactly the same.
我们两个孩子可能两个都完全不一样。
And you'll have to treat them very differently.
我们要不同的方法去教养他们。
Because one of them will go wrong in one way, and the other will go wrong in another way.
或者这个就是这个事情有问题，另外一个就在另外一个事情出现问题。
They'll both go wrong, I guarantee that.
我可以担保两个都会走迷路的有时候。
But hopefully one of them, at least one of them, and hopefully both of them will find the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们希望我们也祷告说他们有一天回到神的面前。
Then like Manion going God's way instead of their own way.
所以像马念这样，他就选择去跟随神。
So pray for your children and treat them wisely, understanding that they are different people.
所以为你的孩子祷告，知道他们的性格，他们都不一样的孩子。
Now because Manion found Christ,
因为马念找到耶稣基督。
And is possibly an eyewitness to the life and suffering of Christ before his death.
或者他在他生，他是看见耶稣怎么样的受苦，怎么样的被处判。
He will have been a great blessing in the church at Antioch.
他在这个安提亚的教会成为一个很有力量的一个见证人。
And I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could invite him to be our guest speaker?
所以我们可以邀请他来到我们中间，成为我们就是见证耶稣他见过的耶稣。
He's able to tell us so much about the Lord Jesus.
他可以告诉我们耶稣的对这些事情的反应。
But there's another man, the fifth man, and this is Saul.
最后一个人就是扫罗。
And remember, the Christians were afraid of Saul because he tried to exterminate them. Remember, before he was a Christian, he tried to exterminate them.
我们看见扫罗逼迫教会的时候，杀这些基督徒的时候，很多的信徒都远离他。
If you remember the story, it was Barnabas who introduced Saul into the church.
是巴拿巴才愿意去到扫罗面前去带他进入教会。
And here we find that Saul has been accepted. He's very respected. He's a prophet and a teacher.
所以我们看见这个扫罗是通过巴拿巴的介绍，现在进到教会里面，被教会的众弟兄姊妹接纳，而且成为一个很好的先知跟老师。
That's a lesson for us to accept those who truly repent and trust in the Lord, even though they might have bad backgrounds. Bring them, accept them, and love them.
所以对我们是一个很好的例子。当一个人他的背景，他所以前所做的事情很差劲，但是他悔改了，来到神的面前，我们要怎么样接纳他？
Now notice what these five men were doing.
我们看见这五个人他们所做的事情。
They were serving and fasting.
他们在侍奉神，他们在禁食祷告。
And that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
当他们做这些事情的时候，圣灵就跟他们在一起。
Now the ESV translates serving as worshiping. They were worshiping and fasting.
就一个英文的版本，他就说，他们这些人在敬拜神。
But really, that's what worship is. Worship is when we serve the Lord.
敬拜的意思就是当我们侍奉神，就是敬拜。
When I was a young Christian, I remember, maybe it was a pastor pointed this out to me.
我记得我还是年轻的时候，有个牧师就这样说。
He said the first time that the word worship is mentioned in the Bible,
第一次圣经里面讲到敬拜的时候，
was that time when Abraham offered his son as a sacrifice to God on the altar. That's when it says he worshipped.
他敬拜神是将他的独生子献上，以撒献在坛上，这个就是 亚伯拉罕的敬拜。
So here we see what worship really is.
所以我们明白敬拜的意思。
It involves faith, service, sacrifice, and praise.
就是我们需要有信心，我们需要有牺牲，我们需要就是来到神面前奉献给神。
They were also fasting.
而且他们在禁食。
Why did they fast?
为什么他们禁食呢？
Well, they had a sense of urgency because they wanted to know the way that they wanted to know the way the Lord wanted them to go.
因为他们有一个逼迫的心，他们觉得我们要去为神做事，我们要做什么事。
So they were so determined to find out the will of God that they neglected eating.
所以他们很紧张怎么样去侍奉神的时候，他们吃都不吃了。
So what were they eager to find out?
他们想要寻求神的心意。
Well, they were concerned about the spread of the gospel.
他们很担心这个怎么样去将这个福音传出去。
You must understand there was some confusion in the early church.
你知道在早期教会的时候，他们有些误解。
Remember, Jesus had told the disciples to take the gospel to Jerusalem, to Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth.
耶稣曾经告诉他们，你们要从撒玛利亚，耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚，传这个福音去到地极。
But the Jewish Christians and all the early Christians were Jews. The Jewish Christians thought, oh no, the gospel is only for us.
但是这些早期教会的人，这些都是犹太的信徒，他们说，诶，不是，这个福音是给我们的。
It was unthinkable to them that God would save the reprobate Gentiles.
他们觉得怎么样可能神去将这个福音给这些外邦的反叛神的背逆神的人呢？
So if they're too bad to be saved, why bother giving them the gospel?
他们那么坏，我们为什么要将这个福音种子给他们？不应该。
So here the Holy Spirit is reminding the disciples, no, you've got to go further afield.
就是这里讲到这个神，我们的神就是这个通过圣灵告诉他们，不是你们要出去。
Now let me just say a word about fasting here.
我在这里讲一讲这个禁食。
Fasting isn't just missing a meal or two meals as a religious duty.
就是禁食不是说我中午不吃，晚上不吃，这样就是禁食。
Remember Jesus fasted for 40 days.
我们记得耶稣禁食了40天吗？
For sure he didn't eat, but also he had denied himself worldly comforts because he went out into the wilderness no less.
他是将这个世界抛开，跑到在旷野这些地方去寻求神。
He endured hardship.
是很难，就是不容易的事。
And this is what true fasting is.
这个就是禁食的意思。
And the reason for this is because when we're enjoying the blessings of the world,
这个意思就是说，当我们享受世界所给我们的享受，
we're unlikely to focus on spiritual things.
我们就思想里面不会去想这个属灵的东西。
We kind of lose our sense of urgency.
我们也不会很迫切的去寻求。
And become less aware of the dangers of the world.
我们也不会感觉到这个世界非常危险。
And this is why if we have too much comfort and too much plenty, we tend to get into trouble.
所以当我们在世界里面享乐太多的时候，我们就会的心就离神很远。
So really fasting, I think, is another word for self-denial and sacrifice.
所以真正的禁食的意思就是说我们否定自己，我们愿意牺牲。
And this is what these men were doing. They were sacrificing themselves. They were denying themselves in order to find the direction the Lord wanted them to go in.
因为他们否定自己，不吃了，他们要寻求神的心意。
And that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to them. And that's the second point.
然后圣灵就来到他们心里面，告诉他们。
To fulfill the mission of the Lord, we need to hear the Holy Spirit speaking.
所以第二点就讲到，我们需要知道这个圣灵所说的话。
And just in verse 2, notice what it says. It says, the Holy Spirit said. You see that? Verse 2. Just go to the next slide there. The Holy Spirit said.
这里讲到禁食的时候，圣灵就说了。
So here the Holy Spirit is speaking to this particular man.
圣灵就对他们说什么呢？
This is interesting. This is interesting, isn't it? Don't miss it.
你不要忘记这个。
That the Holy Spirit speaks indicates that he is a person.
圣灵会说话，就讲到他是有人格的。
Now I mention this because there are groups out there in the world who think that the Holy Spirit is just a force of God. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the force of God. He's not a person.
因为有时的不同的外面的说法就说是圣灵是神，但是他是没有位格、没有人性的一种的力量。
Well, we can see here that this passage contradicts this by clearly giving personal qualities to the Holy Spirit.
但是这里讲到圣灵的时候，他会说话的，他是有人格的。
He speaks.
他可以，他就是有自己的意思的。
He chooses.
他选择要说这个。
He separates.
他分开这些人。
He sends.
他分派这些人出去。
He commands. These are things that only a person can do.
他差派这些人出去，所以只有人有人格的神的圣灵才可以做这些事情。
Then when we read what the Holy Spirit says here, there's a sense in which we are hearing him because they recorded what he said.
所以当我们看到这段经文的时候，我们知道圣灵神是在说话。
So we have a record of his words in the Bible.
所以记这个圣经记下神要说的圣灵所要说的话。
You see, these five men, they're described as prophets.
这五个人呢，圣经讲到他们是先知。
And this is different from our church. We have teachers, but we don't have prophets.
这个跟我们说法很不一样。我们这里没有先知，我们有教师。
This is because in the early days of the church, they didn't have the New Testament that we have.
因为在早期教会的时候，根本他们没有，就是圣经的。
Well, they did have prophets.
但是他们有先知。
And these prophets and apostles, they received revelations directly from God.
这些先知跟使徒，神对他们说话，所以他们可以将神的话告诉人。
This is the definition of a prophet.
所以这个就是先知的意思。
He is one specially chosen to receive and communicate infallible truth from God.
他是神所拣选的，要通过他将神不会错误的、完全正确的话语传给那个时候的人。
Now, because we don't have prophets in the church today, this is why we have to rely upon the prophets of old.
我们现在没有先知，因为我们有神的话语，有圣经告诉我们。
This is why we always go to the Bible to find out what the Holy Spirit or what God is saying to us.
所以为什么我们常常要回到圣经里面，明白神跟我们要说什么？
We want our teachers and our preachers.To be in harmony with the teachings of the Bible for that reason.
所以我们希望我们的牧师传道人，我们的老师都是按着真理来说神的话。
We don't want them giving, you our ideas, my ideas. I don't want you to listen to my ideas. Only insofar as my words are in harmony with the truth of the Bible should you be accepting and believing them.
所以当这些牧师啊、老师啊、传道的人，我们所要说的话，如果 与圣经 有不对的地方，没有调和的地方，那我们就 不知道这个不是神的话了。
Because it's in the Bible that the Lord speaks to us. That's how we know what he wants us to do.
我们是通过神的话语，圣经，我们明白神的真道。
The Holy Spirit within us then will then take those truths and he will enlighten us.
所以这个不是我们自己的话，是神用他的话语使到我们明白。
He will comfort us.
他会安慰我们。
He will convict us.
他会责备我们。
And he will guide and lead us.
他会带领我们。
Tell us the way that we should go.
使到我们走在正路里面。
This is very important because throughout history, people have often claimed to have direct revelations from God.
这个是非常重要的事，因为在历史上面，我们看见有很多人自称自己有神的启示。
Remember, Muhammad, he claimed to have a direct revelation from God.
穆罕默德，他觉得他有神对他的启示。
But he's not the only one.
他不是唯一一个。
This is where all the cults and false religions come from.
我们看见很多异端邪说，都说他有神对他的启示。
They claim to have a revelation from God.
神怎么样跟他们说这个这个？
Before Rami and I were married,
就是我们快要结婚
a lady came to me.
然后有一个教会里面一个姐妹就来到我面前。
And she said, God had told her that Rainy and I shouldn't get married.
他说我呢，神告诉我叫你不要跟我结婚。
Now this was 6 days before the marriage ceremony.
这个是我们结婚就是六天之前他这样跟我说。
Everything had been arranged.
所有的结婚的东西都准备好了。
And here she is telling me that God wants me to cancel it.
然后他告诉我神要你取消这个婚礼。
I was shocked.
我很惊讶。
I was a bit scared, to be honest.
我其实很惧怕。
I said to her, I said, well, why did God tell you that and not me?
为什么神对你说不要跟他结婚，没有对我说呢？
Then we had this big debate about how the Lord communicates with us.
然后我们就有很大的就是争辩，究竟神怎么样跟你说的？
Well, despite her warning, we got married.
我们结婚了。
I didn't believe that she'd had a revelation from God.
我不相信，就是神跟她说话，说不可以跟她结婚。
And it was about 5 years later, she had a gathering. I think it was the birthday of her first child.
然后五年之后呢，就说她的第一个孩子出生了，然后我们都就是在一起。
And we went. We were still friends.
我们还是朋友。
And she came up to me and she said, "I'm so glad that I was wrong."
她说我很高兴我错了。
Because she said that God had said it. Was she saying that God was wrong?
因为她当时说神跟我这样说，那她没有说神搞错了。
Of course it was her opinion, and that's fine. I mean, if she doesn't think we should have got married, that's fine, I could have accepted that.
所以就是说，她说她错了。这个如果她告诉我的时候，她说是我的意见，你不要结婚，这个可以接受的。
But to claim a revelation from God, that's really dangerous.
但是她说是神说的，神向她的启示，这个太危险了。
We have to be very careful of people claiming messages, new messages from God, okay? We don't mind the old message, we want the old message that comes from God, but new messages, be very careful.
所以我们要小心，当我们就是知道我们要认识圣经，我们知道神的话语，当人说啊神对我有这种的启示啊，这个你真的要小心。
And thirdly, to fulfill the mission of the Lord.
第三点，我们怎么样可以宣教呢？
We need to separate those the Holy Spirit separates. This is the third point, Kevin.、
Yeah. 第三点就是圣灵要将这些要派出去的人分开出来。
Okay, maybe could you read that verse 2 again?
我们一起念第二节。他们侍奉主，进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。
Okay, so here the Holy Spirit is speaking and then he's separating Paul and Barnabas out of the five.
所以这里讲到这个圣灵就是跟他们说了，就说你们要将这两个人分开。
You see, the mission of saving the lost is too important to be left to part-time workers.
就是我们要宣教来传福音的时候，我们不可以是部分时间去做的。
So they needed to be separated from the normal activities that they were doing in the church so that they could give the whole heart to it.
所以圣灵分派他们这两个人出去全时间的去侍奉神。
And this is why we want missionaries and pastors to be full-time.
所以我们为什么希望我们的牧者我们的宣教士都是全时间的出去侍奉。
We don't want them to be worried about the normal concerns of life. We want them to give the whole energy to the ministry.
因为我们希望他们不要分心去做其他的事情，全心全意的去侍奉神。
So when we're being used by the Holy Spirit to separate people,
当我们被圣灵分派我们去做他的工的时候，
we need to be looking for these kind of people, encouraging people.
我们希望选择的人都是很有智慧去劝勉人的人，
gifted people,
他们都是很有恩赐的人，
busy people,
他们都是很忙的人，
willing people,
他们都是很 乐意去侍奉的人，
people who are serving the Lord already,
就这些人已经在现在的目前上面都是努力去侍奉神的人。
these are the kind of suitable instruments that the Lord will use to get his work on earth done.
这个就是神所选择就是去侍奉神的人，都是这些人。
And this is so important because the God who made the world, he loves the world.
神 造这个世界，他非常爱这个世界。
And now he wills the people who rebelled against him, right, to be saved. He wants them to be saved.
神愿意所有反叛他的人都可以得救。
Not just the Jews.
不是只是犹太人。
But he wants to save people from every nation.
他希望每个民族每个人神都愿意去拯救。
And we're all of one blood, all the people of the world, we're all brothers and sisters.
我们都是兄弟姐妹。
We're all descended from the same father, Adam.
我们的祖先就是亚当，都是一样的。
We're all sinners by nature.
我们都是罪人。
And our only hope is that God will have mercy upon us and save us.
我们的希望就是神就是给我们恩典来拯救我们。
You know, people talk a lot about equality today.
有时候现在很大的口号就是啊，人人都要平等。
That's true, we're all equal.
是我们都是平等的。
We're all equally human.
我们都是人。
We're all equally fallen.
我们都是堕落的人。
We're all equally sinful.
我们都是犯罪的人。
And we're all equally in need of the redeeming blood that was shed on Calvary for us.
我们都是需要耶稣基督在十字架上所流出的宝血来拯救。
This is why we don't preach a different message to different ethnic groups.
所以我们不会去到不同的民族就传不同的福音。
There's only one heaven and we all have to reach that one heaven.
因为世上只有一个天堂，我们希望所有的人可以去到天堂。
And our ethnicity will not be asked.
所以不会问啊，你是什么人呢？
This is why we must keep the church open to all people.
所以为什么教会是打开给所有的民族？
I know that the language separates us, right? It's Babel, but the language still separates us. But that's why we translate. We translate because we're trying to reach as many as we can.
是我们不可以合一的其中一个原因，是因为我们有不同的语言，所以我们听不懂了就分开了，所以我们需要有翻译的。
That's the last point, to fulfill the mission of the Lord.We need to send those the Holy Spirit sends.
就是最后一点，讲到这个圣灵差派，这些人是需要是圣灵在里面工作的。
So this is three and four.
我们一起念第三节、第四节，一二三。于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去，按圣灵差遣，就下到西里。从哪里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
So we shouldn't just be separating certain people to do this full-time ministry, we should also be sending them out as well.
不单止我们将这些人分开出来去做传道的工作，而且我们要差派他们。
We have the responsibility as church to confirm the call of the Holy Spirit.
所以教会有一个责任，就是我们认同圣灵是分了这些人出来侍奉他。
And that's why we lay hands on people who are going into ministry.
所以当这个人要出去服侍神的时候，我们就按手为他按手。
We're sending them, but we're also backing them up.
我们不单只差遣他们出去按手。
And so we'll be responsible to support those that we send out.
而且我们在背后去支持他们。
And because these two missionaries were sent to the Gentiles,
因为这两位宣教士除去到外邦的人里面传道。
This is really the beginning of organized world missions.
这个真的是第一对除去做宣教的工作。
And that's why we have that tradition today. We still send people out much in the same way as they did.
所以我们现在在很多的教会里面都有差派这些宣教士除去的这样。
And notice the Holy Spirit sent them out to the church two by two. Isn't that interesting? The two missionaries went out together.
所以这个很有趣，就是说圣灵差派是两个人出去，不是一个人出去。
Here they're following the example of the Lord Jesus, because that's what he did with his disciples, wasn't it?
所以你看见耶稣在世的时候，他也差派在这门徒两个两个出去宣教。
Sometimes think, you know, that when we send missionaries out, we shouldn't just send one missionary out to be there on his own. We should send two missionaries out so that they can support each other.
有时候我看见这里的时候，我觉得当我们差派宣教士出去的时候，我觉得不应该是差派一个人或者一家人，乃是有两家可以互相的鼓励帮助。
The point here is we see that the Holy Spirit is sending, but so is the church. They're both sending, right? Holy Spirit sends, church sends.
所以有两个的步伐，一个就是圣灵去差派，第二个是教会差派。
And that's how we work with God.
这个就是我们怎么样与神同工。
We try to discern what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. He separates somebody who's really serving in the church. Say this person is very special, very gifted. Maybe we should separate him and send him.
就是当圣灵指出这些人他需要去侍奉神的时候，然后教会就是将这些人差派他们出去。
Okay, so let's just conclude this.
我们结束的时候
So a Sunday school teacher wanted to teach her children about missions.
有一次有一个主日学老师想要教孩子们宣教的题目。
And so in the class, she sent two children out of the class to wait in the corridor.
然后呢，她就在这班主日学里面派了两个孩子去到走廊外面。
And then she gave all the children remaining in the class a chocolate bar each.
然后呢，她就每一个在班里面的孩子，她都派他们一个巧克力。
Then she said, I want the two children outside the class to also get a chocolate bar.
然后这个老师就跟孩子说，我希望就是外面的人，外面的孩子也得到这个巧克力。
How am I going to do that?
那我怎么样将这个巧克力给他们呢？
Let me suggest some ways.
或者有这些的办法。
First, she said, I could shout really loud and hope that they hear me and come back in.
就是我可以很大声的喊，然后外面两个孩子听到了，他们就进来。
Or she said, I couldthrow the chocolate bars at the door, they will make a knocking sound, the children will hear the sound, and then maybe they'll come in and get their chocolate bars.
或者呢，我将这个巧克力就往门那边很大力的就是扔过去，然后他们听到这次的声音的时候，或者他们就进来再问。
Or I could pray really, really hard, and then perhaps God will speak to them and tell them to come in and get their chocolate bars.
或者我很努力的祷告，哎呀，神啊，你叫外面的他们就是进来这里拿巧克力吧。
Or I can choose two of you here in the class to be my missionaries, and you can take the chocolate out to them.
或者我就是从我们中间有巧克力的孩子。有两个代表出去将这个巧克力带出去给这外面的孩子。
And then she asked for volunteers.
然后他就说谁愿意这样做。
And every child stuck their hand up.
所有孩子都举手。
Well, she only chose two.
但是他只是就是选择两个孩子。
And sent them out.
叫他们出去。
Now this is mission work.
这个就是宣教的意思。
The Holy Spirit chooses people who are willing to goTo tell others a good news about the gospel.
圣灵在人的心里面告诉他们，为我分派这两个人。
We can pray as hard as we like.
我们很努力的去祷告。
But if we don't choose and send people, others will never hear and believe.
但是如果我们不差派他们出去，我们努力的祷告，他们都还是在我们中间。
So we must pray, we must separate, and we must send.
所以我们要好好祷告，我们要明白圣灵的工作，然后差派这些人出去。
At Agape, we had two great Christian leaders.
在我们的仁爱堂里面有两个非常好的宣教士。
They served with us for 8 years, Max and May Ryder.
他们在我们中间是我们的宣教士，我们差派他们出去。
They were leaders. They taught Sunday school.
他在我们的教会的时候，他教我们的主日学。
Teacher training.
他教这个老师培训。
May played the piano.
May 就是帮我们弹琴。
He led our choir.
他是我们的指挥。
They prayed for us.
他为我们祷告。
He encouraged us.
他鼓励我们。
Max was on the board for years.
就是李牧琴弟兄，他在我们的理事会里面很多年。
And then because they had a family member in New Zealand, they decided that they would go to New Zealand.
所以因为他们的家，他们的女儿，在新西兰那边，然后他们决定要过去那边。
But they didn't just want to go and be with the family, they wanted to do mission.
他们不是只是想要过去就是探亲，他们希望去做宣教。
So they went to be missionaries in the University of Wellington.
所以他们在威尼斯那个大学里面，这个新西兰那边就是在大学里面。
When they left, they didn't just take their suitcases, they also took the gospel.
所以他们不单只带他们行李，他们带福音去到他们中间。
The message that tells sinners that heaven is open to all who will trust in the Savior.
这个的福音就说，这个天堂是为所有的罪人而打开的。
And we were very sorry to lose them, as you can imagine.
你可以想象，我们都不舍得他们离开我们。
But they proved to be a great blessing to New Zealand.
但是他们在那边做了很多神所很高兴的侍奉。
Now Max, he died just after Agape joined with your church here.
就是两年前，当我们跟你们合并的时候，就是这个时候林牧琴弟兄的去世。
So it's less than 2 years. It's almost 2 years. Less than 2 years he died.
还不够两年那个时候。
He developed cancer.
他有脑癌。
And he knew he was going to die.
他知道他要死了。
And so knowing he was going to die.He called me from New Zealand, and he wanted me to do the funeral sermon.
所以他知道他快要死了，他打电话给我，在新西兰，他要求我帮他做一个事情。
Now the reason for this was Max was worried.
他就是要我做他的安息礼拜的讲员。
Because everyone who knew him thought so highly of him. He was such a great guy.
他很担心的一个事情就是在新西兰那边的教会啊，他的所有的朋友们都觉得他是非常非常好的一个人。
So he thought at the funeral they would paint a glowing picture of him and not emphasize the gospel.
然后他担心就是说，在我的安息礼拜里面，他们讲到我是天犯地罪，就是他不讲福音啊，就是讲到我那么好啊。
So he wanted me to tell them that he was a sinner and his only hope.Was the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以他要我讲的就是讲到他只是一个罪人啊，他有罪啊，就是是耶稣基督才可以才拯救他，也可以拯救其他的人。
I did it from this pulpit. Actually, Ping and Diana helped me record the message because we had to go to New Zealand.
当时我就在这个讲台里面录下我的对他的安息礼拜。因为当时是这个新冠的时候，所以他们景平跟秋兰都在这里帮我忙录下这个片段。
Message at the funeral.
所以在他的安息礼拜里面，他们放这个。
So the sense in which Max preached the gospel for the last time through me.
所以这个就是林牧琴弟兄最后一次传福音的机会，就在他的安息礼拜里面。
See, he knew who he believed and why he believed in him.
他知道他所信的是谁，他将来要去的就是去到这位神的面前。
And he did the mission to the very end.
所以在最后他安息礼拜里面，就是他最后一次传这个福音。
And this is how God reaches the world.
这个就是神怎么样可以用他的话语将这个福音带出去。
Using dying people to reach a dying world.
用一个灵就是将要死亡的人去将这个将要死亡的世界的人所需要的供应给他们。
So let's pray he'll continue to use us.
所以求神帮助我们使用我们每个人。
Just bow in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父神。
Your Holy Spirit has given us the church a mission.
你的圣灵给我们教会一个使命。
To reach a lost world.
是啊，我们将这个好消息传到这个堕落的世界。
It's so difficult for us because the world is so lost and it seems to be getting more and more lost every day.
我们看见我们的世界越来越败坏。
So we pray that your Holy Spirit will raise up dedicated, qualified and willing people.
我们恳求神，你差派这些很愿意去侍奉，将这个好消息传出去的这些宣教士。
We will take the message of Christ to the hopeless peoples of our world.
使到你的信息去到这个将要灭亡的人的世界中间。
And please continue to include us in that quest.
我恳求神帮助我们每个人成为这样的宣教士。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。阿门。
亲弟兄他与主同行，现在已经神接他去，
在从今直到永远。
阿门。